Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you can hear what you missed. The John and Ken on demand podcast on the iHeart app.
Yeah, we're not done giving away money. You have a shot at $1,000 coming up with the final keyword on our show at 3:20. It'll continue with Tim Conway Jr. for another couple of hours after that. Be listening for the keyword and follow the instructions, and you could win the money. All right, well, we're going to begin this hour by talking about the FBI. And word is they're going to get involved in investigating the LA County Sheriff's Department. Two particular incidents, one that we talked about at length recently. Deputies responded to 911 calls about a robbery in progress at a grocery store in Lancaster. And they encountered a man and a woman who matched the descriptions given to 911. They handcuffed the man. The woman, though, began taking video. And then the deputy rushed towards her. And eventually they got into a scuffle and she got knocked to the ground.
And in the other case, which just came out, it happened last year, Palmdale deputy punched a woman in the face while she was holding her baby. Two incidents.
That's quite a story there, too. Apparently, it was a car full of women who
were drunk
and they didn't have babies in car seats.
Yeah, so they were holding.
You could imagine a police officer would find that very alarming.
Yeah, and so the cop wanted to take the baby away because he considered the child to be in danger. The driver was drunk. The mothers were drunk. Three of the mothers holding babies. I mean, we'll get into this with Steve Gregory. Because at first glance, I'm sure everybody is saying, why is this an FBI investigation?
Well, I think here's the thing. If we go back to every time there's a high profile use of force with any law enforcement agency, the first thing you hear activists, the family members and attorneys scream for is they want the FBI to investigate. And it's interesting because a lot of times when they know the FBI is investigating something, it calms things down because then they feel like for some reason this outside federal agency's look at the case is going to be more independent and more objective than it would have been if it was internal.
There are no federal crimes being committed here.
Well, we don't know that yet. And that's...
what would they be?
Well, there could be possible civil rights violations, which would be a federal crime. But so going back, when the FBI is asked to come in and do this, and that was the question that I had, who initiated the FBI's involvement in this case. And I had been told by two sources that it was actually the Sheriff's Department that requested it, requested the FBI's look at this. And it's not unusual.
This is Robert Luna then.
Yeah, Sheriff Villanueva wouldn't have done that.
Well, and here's the thing. But Sheriff Villanueva also asked the state attorney general's office to look into use of force cases because he felt like he wanted that agency to do it, whereas he could never get the attorney general's office to ever come in and independently look at any of the cases that he wanted. The high-profile ones, the Andres Guardado case, for instance. And that's one now the attorney general's office is going to look into it, and they're making a big deal about looking into it now. But that was a request that had come 3 or 4 years ago from Villanueva's administration. So this,
what is this about? This is all about.
So this could be, if it's a civil rights violation, this could be a criminal case.
It could be. And here's the thing: how many times have you ever heard the FBI going ahead and indicting or pressing charges against a law enforcement person after they've come in to look at a case? Do you remember the last time that's happened?
The FBI?
I don't track that, but I don't remember.
Because it hasn't happened that. It's very rare that the FBI actually follows through with any kind of charges after looking at a case.
Yeah, I mean, the Rodney King case, was it the Justice Department got involved?
Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin was one of the last ones the FBI actually went, and his accomplices with the George Floyd situation when they determined that there was a violation of civil rights in that case. There were some instances in Ferguson, Missouri, where the FBI went in and actually did that, too. But here in Los Angeles, there are very few instances where the FBI actually finds some sort of criminality when it investigates a case.
Do people on the inside think that Luna is doing this in order to calm things down, or is he going after his own deputies again?
I don't think Luna has got it out for his deputies, quote unquote. I think what he's trying to do is he campaigned on a promise of transparency and holding people accountable. And that means getting everyone involved. The thing that's making people in the rank and file uncomfortable is the way he's doing it. When he comes out in these press conferences and he says, I'm calling community leaders, I'm calling activists, I'm calling politicians for their view on this. The more people more fingers you have in this pie, the more diluted it gets. And these are people who don't understand how policing works or how policy and procedure work. So this FBI thing that's going to happen, this is not unusual. This is not an extraordinary situation. This is a very common occurrence. And here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize about FBI investigations of cases like this. The FBI does not take a whole bank of agents and roll into an agency and start doing its own investigation. They're going to make inquiries. And a lot of times they're going to take whatever internal investigation's already been done by that agency, and they're going to start from that. And they may have a couple questions, but they don't go in typically and ever start their own investigation from the ground level. They don't have that time.
Yeah, isn't this covered by protocol within the Sheriff's Department?
But see, that's just it. We're now in a society where certain groups of people do not trust that an agency can investigate itself. And even though there are very strict protocols in place for like LAPD and LA County Sheriff's Department with their Professional Standards Bureau for the Sheriff's Department, Internal Affairs for LAPD or Force Investigation Division, these are people inside the agency whose only job it is to investigate uses of force, categorical uses of force,
investigations, and cops are disciplined all the time.
They are disciplined all the time, and we just don't hear about it. They're disciplined. Cops are disciplined every day, and then that disciplinary action goes before the police commission. It's talked about behind closed doors because the officers have rights.
Right, right. That's in their contract that this stuff can't be
not only in the contract,
publicized.
But that's a state law.
State law, yeah.
Peace Officers' Bill of Rights gives them certain protections.
Right, so if people have the impression that cops always get away with it, that's not true.
That's not true. That's typically, I've not seen it in all the years I've been in this market. I've not seen cops, quote unquote, get away with it. Something will happen. I'm not saying that there's not nepotism. I'm not saying that there aren't favors or backslapping. That kind of stuff happens all the time. And those kinds of things are in every kind of line and in discipline of work. I'm just saying that on these high profile cases, they're investigated pretty thoroughly. It may not be to the public's liking, but it's typically the public doesn't understand what goes through.
What we know about these cases, the first one, supposedly in the video, the woman was raising her fist to the sheriff's deputy.
Right.
And that caused the sheriff to backtrack a bit in his criticism and his analysis once that video was publicized. So where is that case? Do they think that the deputy really went way overboard, or was this an understandable situation when you have a scuffle and a resistant arrestee or detainee, that this sort of thing happens every day?
I have talked to a use of force expert with a different agency, and I've also talked to other deputies, and they all agree that the force in this case was warranted. It was warranted given the circumstances. And the thing that we talked about this on the show before, the thing that's always missing from these videotapes is the lead up, the context, the whole story, the big picture. And even the videotape where Luna says this deputy struck this woman in the face, I've not seen that video. I did not see a deputy strike anyone in the face in the video that was released.
Because that's a murky case, too, because what you have, according to the cops, was three little children being held by drunken women in the back seat of a car driven by a drunk driver. And it's at night. And
there's also
no car seats.
And there's also, and I don't know this for a fact yet with Sheriff's Department, but I know some agencies, they train to do a distraction strike. And that is to if they need to get somebody for a hostage situation, or in the case of this baby where they think the baby was in danger or whatever the case was, sometimes a distraction strike might be the thing they need to do to extract the person.
And what is a distraction strike?
Well, it'd be like if I'm talking to you and you and I are trying to do it and you refuse to give up the knife, and then someone comes up beside you and smacks you upside the head or hits you somewhere and you're distracted, and then you grab the knife, something like that.
So that could be part of the...
Could be part of it. I don't know. Again, we didn't get to see that. We had to take the sheriff at his word that he struck the lady in the face twice.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for that update.
Always learn a lot from Steve. Well, most of the time.
That was half a compliment.
I know, right? I'll take it. It only took 18 years.
Don't get greedy.
We got more coming up, including your chance at some money with another keyword being revealed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after the news at 3:30, a pretty good one from the Daily Mail, an exclusive. Gavin Newsom accused of political hypocrisy over DeSantis and Abbott lawsuit threat as it's revealed his administration was caught dumping child migrants in other counties when he was mayor of San Francisco. It's a story dug out from 2008.
You hear that? Gavin Newsom dumping child migrants.
We'll tell you the details.
And he wasn't arrested, was he? The way he wants to arrest DeSantis. Child migrants.
Well, we were just talking about the FBI investigating the LA County Sheriff's Department for a couple of use of force incidents that were captured on video. And whenever I see these stories, I think, sure, you know, you could punish them, but we always tend to forget the people involved. It was two shoplifters, and now it may be a bunch of women in a car drinking and not having their kids in child seats, and I always tend to forget what they're dealing with.
Yeah, sometimes. I know.
Instead, it's like, and as Steve always tells us, police work is messy.
95% of the focus in the news stories, especially in all these left-wing progressive rags, is about the cops' alleged misbehavior, which may not be true to begin with. But the real problem is, why don't we hear about the mothers? How does a bunch of mothers get in a car with a drunk guy in the middle of the night? And they're holding on to their babies. The driver's drunk. The mother's drunk. I mean, what's going on here? And God knows how he's driving. Well, he must have been driving erratically in some way, right? He got pulled over.
Yeah. I'm not trying to let the cops off the hook, but they encounter so many situations that are just so damn messy and ugly. And there's going to be things that go wrong. It's emotions that are flaring up. And clearly the women didn't want to give up their kids to the cops. That's really what caused the problem there, because they're trying to take them away from the mothers for fear for their safety. Obviously, they weren't being looked after.
No, cops are doing the right thing. In both cases, the cops are doing the right thing. I mean, at that store, they were not only stealing, they'd assaulted one of the employees at the store.
Yeah. It's all overlooked because now the whole emphasis is on how can we punish the police, right? Because It's so out of proportion.
Only activists.
This crowd that hates the police think that police are just doing this all the time, beating people up for no reason.
Only activists and the jerk reporters and the jerk editors and producers believe this stuff. That's all. Small little crowd of activists and media people, although that's redundant. Media people have become activists. So they amplify any false charge out there, and then they run it for 10 minutes on the 10 o'clock news. And they don't care. They have no shame.
So there's a negotiation going on between the LAPD and the city of Los Angeles over their new contract. The LAPD has a union called the Los Angeles Police Protective League. And their vice president, a woman by the name of Jaretta Sandoz, apparently posted something on Facebook that has got people aghast. She wrote, "Go somewhere," addressing LAPD officers. LAPD departing officers. "Find jobs in communities where the political leadership understands your worth. Go somewhere that respects the work you do and you don't have to beg for a great contract. Go somewhere that is a city council or city manager that openly acknowledges the great work you do. Go somewhere that doesn't have two or more city council members who hate you." And she put in parentheses, "No exaggeration."
She's right.
And she's actually referring to specifically Eunices Hernandez and that Hugo Soto Martinez clown.
Yeah.
The Democrat socialists who do hate the police.
They hate the police, and they're open about how they hate the police. They want to abolish the police. They want police put in jail. They want everybody out of prison and jail except the police.
Well, wait a minute, though. They're trying to get rid of jail, too. How would that work?
Well, no, there'd just be a police jail.
Oh, a police jail.
A police jail would be set up. Exchange all the current prisoners for police officers.
Well, it says, "Why would somebody vent or endorse the departure of cops at a moment when LAPD is hemorrhaging officers? The number of officers dropped to 9,027 last week, down roughly 1,000 compared to 2019.
Hey.
Well, look at the last 4 years.
Hey,
do you blame people for maybe trying to find a job in a different place if they want to continue in police work?
What other mayor in what other town called his police force killers?
Oh, killers. The killers. Killers we are, right.
Yeah, that was Garcetti.
Yeah, that's when it was popular in 2020 to really hate the police.
And when he took the knee, remember?
Yeah,
that
right.
Sniveling
in front of
little
BLM and all the
sniveling
activists.
Little coward took a knee to worship BLM.
Well, we're going to continue being the killers that we are.
There we go.
So did that dopey police chief too? More.
Yes, another one. These sniveling little cowards. They take the knees in front of the BLM poobahs. And the BLM is disintegrating. They've had so many scandals. Their leaders stole so much money, they're a joke now. In fact, there was a thing in the LA Times over the weekend by one of their left-wing rag columnists. Oh, is this the end of BLM?
BLM.
It should be the, well, the money's gone. Yeah, it's the end.
The only response from Mayor Bassetti is, the mayor's number one job is to keep Angelino safe. She remains concerned about the number of officers retiring, and her budget reflects that concern. That really says nothing.
Why would you become an officer in a place like this? Look what happened to these sheriff deputies. You know, at best, these two incidents are gray areas, right? Instead, they're the targets of federal civil rights investigations.
Well,
because Robert Luna doesn't have the guts to stand up for his own deputies. So he throws him to the feds?
Police Chief Michael Moore has blamed the decrease in the number of officers on perceived anti-police sentiments that grew out of the law enforcement killings of George Floyd. He's the one that took a knee.
Yeah.
He added to that.
He sided with the activists against the police.
Oh, remember they were marching everywhere back in the summer of 2020 claiming the police are just killing everyone, particularly if you're a person of color. And guys like this took a knee saying, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he embraced.
That's what that means. You take a knee, you are agreeing.
Yeah.
You're actually acting like you're subservient to me.
Exactly. They did. You take a knee, they were subservient to whatever the BLM activists were saying. And it was all lies. It was lies. Statistically, I've looked this up 12 different ways. There's very, very few of these incidents. The dangers in these communities are from people in the communities. It's not from the police. And most of the people in the communities welcome the police. But you know what? We've got the stupid media activists disguised as reporters and editors and producers who keep amplifying this nonsense. Well, fortunately, at least the LA Times is going out of business, which is what should happen to all the media in this town. Because they're lying to people.
It's beginning to look like sports athletes. The department is laying plans to award a $15,000 signing bonus to officers.
Yeah.
signing bonus.
No, it's pathetic. I mean, cops should be fighting to get in to work in the LAPD, fighting to become an LA County sheriff.
They used to.
Used to be one of the premier police forces in the nation. But now, why'd you do that? It's like, go to a town in Orange County where they love the police. They respect the police. They honor. All right? And you got a lot less trouble. What's the point of doing this?
All right. When we return, well, it looks like when Gavin Newsom was mayor of San Francisco, he shuffled some migrants around the state. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 and after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app as the John and Ken podcast, John and Ken on demand, and it's got the whole show. You can pick up what you missed.
All right. Well, it's an exclusive of the good old Daily Mail, and they talked to a couple of California politicians to put together this story. Gavin Newsom accused of political hypocrisy over the DeSantis and Abbott lawsuit threat, that of course is about the migrants who were bused to California, as it's revealed his administration was caught dumping child migrants in other counties when he was mayor of San Francisco.
Children? Innocent immigrant children he was dumping in other cities? Dumping.
Hmm.
Oh, how heartless and cruel Gavin Newsom is.
They were supposedly child migrants convicted of crimes. The story says, and he had them sent from San Francisco down to other counties, including San Bernardino County.
So what, he deported them to another county?
Just had them quietly,
They didn't get a second chance in San Francisco?
Gosh, remember the Bologna family? That's what we always think of Gavin Newsom. The Bologna family was, a father and a son. Was it one son or two? I think it was one son. Were murdered.
Yeah.
Because they were mistaken for gang members, and the killer was one of these, he was not a minor at the time, but he did get protections in San Francisco because he was a migrant, an underage migrant. So they let him bounce around after he committed several crimes. and he was free to be joining a gang and then kill this poor family.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was under Newsom sanctuary city policies. And so this guy was free to kill two members of the Bologna family. And then if I remember, he wouldn't go see the Bologna widow. He took off with his new girlfriend to Montana, the Jennifer, his wife.
Well, this story comes with a link to the El Segundo Times, July 4th, 2008. San Bernardino County officials vowed not to become a dumping ground for San Francisco criminals, saying they may sue that city for exporting juvenile offenders to local group homes.
Hmm. Yep.
Francisco sent illegal immigrant cocaine dealers. Oh, see, this is back in 2008, so they did use the words illegal immigrant in the Times.
Yeah, you see how much
from changed. From Honduras to group homes in Yucaipa.
Yeah. Yeah, Newsom was getting bad guys, criminal immigrants, whether they were underage or not, out of San Francisco. That's what he was doing. And then when other states do this stuff, we have to have an investigation, kidnapping charges, human trafficking charges. He was engaging in human trafficking before it was fashionable. Such a phony.
Officials in San Francisco acknowledged sending the recent group of Hondurans and said others had been transported down in the past. They're still trying to determine how many. San Bernardino said they have a legal and moral obligation to notify us, but they didn't. That sound familiar?
That was one of his big complaints, is that they didn't get a heads up.
Yes.
Well, when Newsom was dumping his criminal aliens, there was no heads up there either.
Then it says, for years, San Francisco, a sanctuary city since 1989, has been shielding juvenile offenders from federal authorities, either escorting them to their home countries at city expense or transporting them to group homes, including locations in San Bernardino County.
That's okay. San Francisco is now empty. All the normal people moved out. There is no more San Francisco. So good work, Gavin. Gavin, no. London Breed, all the rest of them. You destroyed one of the great American cities. Hey, let's make him president. What could go wrong?
Wow. Yeah, you're right. He basically made California San Francisco, and now he wants to make the U.S. California.
Yeah. So the whole country could look like San Francisco. Just homeless drug addicts stumbling around with their pants around their ankles defecating. Let's have a whole country like this. That's Newsom's dream.
Carl McHenry lived in Yucaipa at the time, and he said we had a crime wave after the dumping. My wife's social security check was stolen from our mailbox. My son's car radio was stolen. Several other crimes were committed in the neighborhood. Nobody could figure it out. It's a very safe town. We later found out there were juvenile delinquents being shipped from San Francisco to a halfway house four doors away from ours.
Yeah.
There you go. It's funny to see him complain about illegal immigrants being sent to Democrat areas. He did the same thing when he was mayor of San Francisco.
He
did this with homeless people, too, it says here, back when he was mayor. He did that idea where if we can find out your hometown, we'll give you a bus ticket back home where you can.
He did.
Family members will take care of you.
He did all the same things that Republican governors do. See, the thing about Newsom that is different than some of these other progressive Democrats is he doesn't really believe in this stuff. He doesn't believe in anything. What he wants is a big title like governor or president, and he wants to screw beautiful women. And that's really his two goals in life, to have power. And to have nice looking women by his side, nothing else. There's no thought there. There's no intellect. There's no cohesive philosophy about anything. You know, if he thought being a right wing nut would get him the presidency, he'd be that. You know, he just picked being a left wing nut because that plays better in California.
It says here the Homeward Bound program began in 2005 in San Francisco. It ended in 2016, but the current mayor is now restarting it. Mm. That's the program where they voluntarily talk to the homeless people and they send them back to their hometown, wherever that is. But I thought they said in that latest study, they're falling into homelessness while living here. They didn't come from other states or cities.
They know which studies are lies. They put out this propaganda on purpose to try to distract the public and give the media something to report. That will take the heat off the progressives. Oh, no. These are our brothers and sisters who have fallen through the cracks. These are our neighborhoods. Remember, Garcetti would always talk like that. These are our fellow neighbors and Angelinos. They're our brothers and sisters who've come upon sad times. Like, F you, Garcetti.
This story's worse because these were criminal illegal aliens. Yeah. They may have been juveniles, but Texas and, as far as we know, Florida are not necessarily sending busloads of already known criminals to California.
You know
yet,
what?
Newsom sent them to San Bernardino County.
You know what these progressive politicians like Newsom remind me of? The old-time right-wing evangelical preachers. Back in the 80s, there were all these TV preachers like Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker, and they were preaching all kinds of morality and fire and brimstone. Meantime, they became multimillionaires, and they were banging every young girl they could find in their church. That's what Newsom is. He's just he's preaching the religion to the faithful in front of him. It happens to be San Francisco and Northern California. That's what they want to hear. He doesn't care about any of this stuff. He doesn't follow through on anything. No. You know, and he's just, you know, he's marking time until he can get to Washington. And Garcetti was the same thing. Garcetti never cared about it, about Los Angeles or any of these issues. He just knew if he preaches this stuff, you know, he'd get the votes the way that the preachers got the money, right? The preachers wanted to get the money. These guys want to get votes because that's how they get power. The votes give them power. The preachers got power from the money donated by the saps that watch their stupid television shows.
I'm hoping someday there'll be an insider who will tell us the real story why Gavin Newsom's been running for president now for the past year. Is it really to be a backup in case Biden collapses? Is it because Kamala Harris, they don't want her to ascend?
Yeah.
Are they really just thinking about his future or what all this is?
I think it's all those things. But Newsom looks like an attractive candidate, right? And a lot of
a
lot of people vote on looks. Okay, they really do. The Democratic Party is majority women. The Republican Party is majority men. So the Democratic candidates generally look better than the Republican candidates, and with the exception of Biden. But you know, think of Clinton, right? He was like a sex symbol. Barack Obama is a very handsome guy. Women vote for looks. And to some extent, obviously, this is not a total generalization. It helps a lot. No, do you see any fat bald guys wearing glasses coming out? No, you don't. It works in the Republican Party too. You get anyone from Ronald Reagan to Mitt Romney. You know, George Bush was a pretty good looking guy. It's really important. So he looks like a president. Biden is half dead. Everyone knows he's half dead. And I think. I have no proof of this, just my theory. Newsom gets inside word on how bad Biden is doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is there something like that going on?
And he ramps up the economy. I'm sorry, he ramps up his campaign. And so he's acting like a candidate. All that's missing is the official announcement because you can't force Biden. You know, you just have to wait till he either dies or falls into a coma. And I think they figure that's going to happen within the next year and a half. And so they got to have a guy, you know, he's like standing in the ring, he's shadow boxing, you know, he's warming up, he's ready to go. He knows the playbook, he has the issues, he's put out the TV commercials, he's already gone on trips to various states, he's doing interviews, he's even going on Fox, he's watching Fox doing research to see what the counter arguments are going to be. He is fully prepared to run. Everybody knows that Kamala Harris is a complete stiff. He's going to be the guy. I think he's going to be the Democratic nominee.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, in fairness, this will be gender equity, John, this story. Gender equity?
Mm-hmm.
Normally when we do stories like this, I have to say it's a woman that unfortunately has died during the botched attempt. Often it's butt enlargement.
Yes.
We've done these stories.
Silicone injections.
They find somebody online and they meet them at some hotel or something, and because it's cheaper.
or they go to Mexico.
Or they go to Mexico and
get a sweaty guy in the motel.
They get like silicone injected into their butt, and then there's some complications and they die. In this case, it's men. Well, it's a German man. He apparently met up with another man. I don't know whether it was the internet or, a gay dating website. And the other man convinced him that maybe you could use some silicone in your parts there.
Oh, not good enough.
Do you even imagine being injected in that part of your sensitive body as a man? I can't even.
No, because we get some weirdo guy that you met on a dating app, and he's going to inject your member there?
It makes me think that they had sex, and then one said to the other, "Well, you could use some enlargement."
Hey, I got something for you.
I got an idea. Right.
He died from blood poisoning and organ failure.
Torben K. reportedly admitted to injecting Martin M. after they met on the dating website, and he says, "Yes, I injected him at my own risk. I am not a licensed medical practitioner."
Oh, it really was just another guy that he met.
I guess they literally just met, yeah.
Torben, the injector,
claimed
that Martin was jealous of Torben's penis and large testicles.
That's exactly what it was, right?
Oh. So
after they had their encounter.
Oh, and it's a German guy, too.
But that implies that maybe the other guy did the same thing to himself. That's how he
said, "How did you get this big?"
Yeah, doesn't that seem to be the...
Maybe that guy went to a doctor.
Oh, people just...
Germany is the world's capital for penis enlargement surgeries?
Didn't know that either.
20% of all the penis enlargement surgeries take place in Germany? Boy, they're still into the medical experiments there, aren't they?
And the idea that they have to be on top and number one.
We have to be
the biggest at everything. It's probably quite an industry there, if that's true.
So you could make a lot of money inflating German penises.
Wow. That is one sad hookup. How did you get like that? Well, I have this injection.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
So the charge is committing dangerous bodily harm resulting in death, a violation of the Alternative Medical Practitioners Act.
Alternative medical practitioners are the word for a phony,
for a guy,
a quack.
You meet on a dating app. What's wrong
with
people?
We shouldn't laugh.
Well, sure. Okay, let's not laugh. We got Conway here.
Hey now. Hey, plug in here for a second. All right, here we go. We got a big show today. Really big show.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, we got
John
the weather. Yeah. The weather guy, CBS, Paul, is it Deano from CBS and KCAL. And he's right up there with Dallas Rains, where he doesn't beat you up every day with the global warming.
Ah.
Although it is warm out. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Yeah. July in Burbank.
Yeah. Jay Leno had a great joke. He said, come up with a solution for global warming. It's going to take about 6 months. It's called winter. I thought it was funny. Anyway, we also have the fires. We'll talk about the fires. 35% contained. And Lotto Mania tonight. I have my tickets. So
yeah. You do? How many?
I have 10 tickets, so $20.
Wait, I thought you were part of the group lottery.
Well, I'm part of that as well. But if I win separate of them, then they're out.
Well, they better be.
Oh, you're not sharing your winnings.
Well, the first...
Not from his own personal purchases.
No. I mean, I'll give everybody a taste. I'll give you a little, a little taste.
A taste. But a hot dog?
Yeah, a taste of a hot dog.
A donut?
The first thing I'm going to do, though, is hire three really good lawyers to keep our staff away from me.
Good point.
Really good lawyers. Lawyer up. Bellio, Crozier, General Stefouche, I'll call you.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't call me. But it's $900 million.
Uh-huh.
And Crozier had a point. We're doing an article today where a guy took the cash instead of the payments.
Yes.
And he won $360 million and ended up with $50 million somehow. Because he didn't have any, guys that know how to deal with money. So he paid taxes and fees and all kinds of stuff. He ended up with $50 million.
Oh, yeah. You got to
really set yourself up
with
guys that know what they're doing.
Yeah, because if you take a lump sum, they'll take 50% in taxes right off the top.
Well, and the lump sum is almost half. So it's 180. So it's down to 90 already. You went from 360 to 90.
Right.
You've lost $270 million in one day.
Yeah, you need a better financial advisor.
That's right, yeah. Are you in on it? I know, Ken, you're in on it, right?
I have to go get tickets. I forgot.
Okay, you go to Bluebird and stand in line?
Yeah, I go to Bluebird and stand in line. I go to the local Vons and use the machine.
I do too. I use the Walmart machine.
Then I stand there and go, does anybody ever win out of these machines? I don't know.
Yeah, I use the Walmart machine. It's very convenient. Stick a 20 in, you hit it, and bang, you're done.
Yeah, you got your chicken.
No, they only win at the Bluebird, don't you know?
That's right. John's right.
Yeah. The Bluebird Cafe still has it going on, though. They still got lines around the block.
Yes.
You know, but for a guy going in to get a, you know, a fifth of scotch, that's a 3-hour wait.
That's right. It's not worth it.
No. Get the hell out of here. All right. That and a couple of ding dongs, and all of a sudden it'll be a time for Mo Kelly.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bring it on.
Ding dong.
All right. Conway, Crozier's got the news live in the 24-hour KFI News Center.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.